A white screen is backlit by fluorescent tubes. Light streams through cutout shapes mounted on stands in front of the screen, forming the square red and white logo of Film 4. Bright light flashes, and Ingenious is revealed in white letters. White letters read, awarding funds from the National Lottery. Blue light flashes and resolves into UK Film Council in bold white letters. Film 4, Ingenious Film Partners and UK Film Council present a Ruby Films production.
Swing, little girl, on your swing. Comb your beautiful hair. Your bridegroom will come soon, and then he will take you away.
I have a song in my head. Rang mathay chiruni, borashbe ekhoni, niye jabe tokhoni. I remember the songs we used to sing, my sister and I.
Moisture glistens on the green blades of gently swaying grasses. A young girl with long dark hair and intense dark eyes hides in the field, looking around. An insect launches itself from a blade-like leaf, and the girl grins as she hears someone approaching. A butterfly flits, and hands clamp over the girl's eyes.
I always said, I will not marry and be sent far away. I will go no further than these paddy fields. But our mother told us, we must not run from our fate. What cannot be changed must be born. The test of life is to endure.
Mother? Nazneen, come and play.
The older sister, Nazneen, looks anxiously at her mother sitting in a red sari, staring hollow-eyed into the middle distance. Children play happily in a pool dappled with green lily pads.
But our mother could not endure.
The mother walks towards the pool, carrying a large pot. As the children splash each other, she wades in amongst the lily pads. The pot sinks below the surface. And Nazneen looks up. She stares, seeing her mother floating on the surface of the water. Women from the village rush to help. They carry the inert body from the water as Nazneen continues to stare.
No one spoke of our mother's death, and I remembered her saying, if Allah wanted us to ask questions, he would have made us men. Our fate was decided then.
Why are you standing here? Go, go inside.
The father ushers the girls indoors out of the rain. Nazneen stands in jeweled wedding finery.
I was to be grateful when father chose me an educated man, living abroad.
Nazneen looks at a photo of a plumply grinning man in jacket and tie.
My sister would stay. I would go.
Festooned in gold jewellery, Nazneen is led down to a jetty and a waiting boat. Her father carries a single suitcase for her. A fisherman casts his net nearby. Nazneen gingerly climbs aboard the boat, her father, sister, and some villagers in attendance. Her sad expression contrasts with the luster of her wedding jewelry as her father casts the small boat off. Her father and sister watch with sadness as the boat drifts away downstream, Nazneen huddled alone on board. Her sister turns and runs back up the jetty. Nazneen fights back her tears. An adult Nazneen, in overcoat and shawl, her expression still sad, walks down a city street.
You can spread your soul over a paddy field. You can feel the earth beneath your toes and know that this is the place that it begins and ends. But what can you tell to a pile of bricks? I think of my sister. I think of home. My husband promises me we will be coming home soon.
Starring Tanistha Chatterjee, Satish Kaushik and Christopher Simpson. Casting director Shaheen Beg. Casting directors India, Uma Dacuna and Levine Tandon. Associate directors Sangeeta Datta and Rahul Amin. Costume designer Michael O'Connor. Makeup and hair designer Kirsten Chambers. Sound recordist Andy Shelley. Music by Jocelyn Pook. Associate producers Faye Ward and Catherine Butler. Line producer Andy Stebbing. Editor Melanie Oliver. Production designer Simon Elliott. Director of photography Robbie Ryan. Screenplay by Abby Morgan and Laura Jones, based on the novel by Monica Ali. Executive producers Paula Jolton, Duncan Reed and Paul Tribitz. Executive producer Tessa Ross. Produced by Alison Owen and Christopher Collins. Directed by Sarah Gavron. She walks past a street sign in English and Indian script which reads Brick Lane E1. Carrying blue plastic bags of shopping, she approaches a block of dingy brick-built flats. Some boys kick a football against a door by some dustbins. A hard-looking woman with tattoos stands staring at her from a doorway. She trudges up a graffitied staircase. An elderly man shoves a bag of rubbish into a disposal chute. She continues along an open walkway towards her flat, which has a blue front door. A title in white lettering on a black background reads, Brick Lane. A flower is entwined around the letter B. Morning, and Nazneen, her long dark hair plaited down her back, stands cooking at the stove in her cluttered kitchen. Her younger daughter Bibi, with dark pigtails, sits at the small breakfast table with a book. Her overweight husband enters and smiles at his daughter as he puts on his suit jacket. Their elder daughter Shahana stands eating cereal.
Good. Good. I will test you both on your Tagore tonight.
Okay, Papa.
You hear me, Shahana?
Papa, will you get the promotion today?
Very likely. Very likely.
Get your lunchbox.
Okay, Papa.
My colleague Wilkie thinks he will get the job. Feet up on his desk in Mr. Dalloway's office, using the telephone at the lunch time. I say to him, they need an educated man like me. They will not pass me over this time. Shana, sit down. If I just get the promotion confirmed, then many things are possible. Don't cut the meat very small. I need big pieces tonight for dinner with Dr. Azad.
Good luck with your promotion.
Smart, Yasina.
Her daughter waves a letter under Nazneen's nose.
So, who is your sister fallen in love with today?
She grabs Shahana.
Pull your skirt down. Pull it down.
Come on, Bibi, Shahana. Hurry up. You can't be late for the school.
Shahana.
Alone, Nazneen looks around. She sees the letter from her sister lying on a stool. She picks it up and sits at the kitchen table to read.
Boo-boo.
Dear sister, I read your letters so often.
Do you tell your daughters the story of the princess who lived 7 seas and 13 rivers away? That is how I think of you in your tall tower. Now I cook for the jute men. I tell them of my sister living in London. There is one I like. His skin like lassi. I can see a worried face, but there is no need. When will you ever come home?
Nazneen puts rubbish into the chute and a boy spins reels of thread on bobbins. Nazneen and her sister dance together as children.
Tariq! Stop messing around with the sewing sheet.
Acha go, Amma.
Oh, hello, Razia.
Hello.
How do you like living the other side of the block?
I'll tell you when I move in. How's your hip?
Very painful. Oh, hello, Mrs. Ahmed. You two are going to be neighbours.
Nazneen gives a weak smile.
Salam. Salam.
She walks past the two women, her new neighbour wearing a woolly hat.
She keeps herself to herself. She has two daughters
But she lost her first. Such a boy. The devil always takes beautiful babies. Have you heard about Jurina?
Allah, please lighten my heart, lighten my tongue, lighten my hearing, light on my right hand, on my left. Light before me, light behind me, light above me and light below me. Allah knows the secret of our hearts. Lead me out of the darkness and give me light.
Wearing a white shawl, she kneels on a mat in prayer. She puts her hands together in supplication, then touches her face. Later, she's in the kitchen. She looks up as her husband arrives home. As he checks the post, she goes out into the hall and takes his briefcase.
Your coat?
Looking distracted, he dithers between the hallway and the living room.
Is everything okay?
He throws the post unopened into a magazine rack in the living room.
I resigned this afternoon. They do not appreciate my talents, but I'm not worried. I have some very good leads I will chase in the morning. You know, when I left the council office, Mr. Delaware shook my hand. He was sorry he was losing a good man. We must be on our best behavior tonight.
Oh, what thrill! In autumn, oh mother mine, in full blossom paddy fields, I've seen spread all over sweet smiles. Oh, what beauty, what shades, what affection, and what...
Shahana, you will take over from your sister now.
What do you think?
Nazneen motions to Shahana to stand up.
What Wateakwild, who has spread at the feet of banyan trees and along the banks of rivers.
Oh, mother mine, words from your lips are like nectar to my ears. Oh, what thrill is sadness. Oh, mother mine, cast a gloom on your face. My eyes filled up with tears.
A little more inflection next time. Better.
Their dinner guest, bearded Dr. Azad, smiles benignly. As Shahana sits sulkily, Nazneen gives her the smallest of smiles. At night, with the rest of the block still bustling, Nazneen puts out the lights and goes into her bedroom. As she settles down, her husband's hand strays from his side of the bed and clasps hers. He rolls onto her, nuzzling her neck. She looks up expressionlessly as he begins to move rhythmically on top of her. She stares at the ceiling. The green paddy fields of her childhood are ruffled by a gentle breeze. She and her sister play barefoot next to a herd of grazing cattle. Nazneen's face remains expressionless as her husband briefly caresses her cheek and rolls off her. A young guy retrieves bundles of clothes from the back of a blue van. He heads for the flat.
Salam, Wazia.
Walaikum salam.
Got a lot for you this time.
I need to make enough people get me happy.
Nazneen watches as he hands the bundles over to Razia, the neighbour.
Some of the women, they're sewing at home. Even I...
Will you smarten me up a little?
He grins as he adjusts his tie in front of the mirror.
Which do you think is the happiest nation on earth? Ranked number one in world's happiest survey. Bangladesh.
I'm worried about my sister. All along I've been telling her we are coming and she has met someone.
No. My cousin is not going to go and rescue her again.
We could just visit her once.
Maybe I could go. I could go and walk around the streets and say, have you seen my wife's sister? She cooks for the Jute men. I only have a job to find and children to feed.
But what of our plans to go home?
I will work my contacts.
But you were so sure of the promotion.
They gave it to Wilkie.
Wilkie got the promotion.
Wilkie got the promotion. People here are by and large ignorant and know nothing of Brontes and Thackeray. Can Wilkie quote from Chaucer? No, he cannot. Don't worry. I will have new employment by the end of the week. I will clear my office today.
Walking down a drizzly high street, Nazneen stops outside a shop with the sign Sewing Centre above the window. Looking in at sewing machines, her eyes light upon one with a card attached to it which reads, Sing a Serenade, Self-Winding Bobbin, One Step Buttonhole, Embroidery Stitches, Was £169, Now £119. She walks back to the flat. As she walks up the stairs, a bag bursts and oranges tumble out.
Oh, I've got them. Thank you.
I'm Razia.
Hello.
You want to have some tea? I haven't unpacked yet, but come.
In her flat, Razia has a new sewing machine.
I just got it. 12 speeds. $5.99 over 49 weeks.
Razia takes off her woolly hat, revealing short hair cut in a bob.
My daughter did it. I was fed up with all that brushing and brushing. She wants to do hair and beauty at college, but I'm hoping university she works hard.
Bye, Amma.
Bye.
Love you.
Tariq. Always needing money for his books. However much you give, they always need more. What can you do?
Nazneen touches a pile of sewing.
You'll need a machine.
Razia indicates a small sewing machine next to Nazneen. Nazneen grins happily. The sewing machine is wheeled to her flat.
I'll send the boy over once you've had a chance to practice. You can earn £1 apiece.
Bibi.
I can see you, Amma.
I can see your feet.
Where is your head, Amma?
Shahana.
Try mine.
Shahana wraps a tape measure around her mother's head.
How big is my head? For a small brain, you have such a big head.
Bibi, peering through two cotton reels, spots her father coming in the front door. Nazneen stands, eyes downcast, as her husband walks slowly towards the sewing machine.
What is this? I will take the television then.
Coat still on, he glares at his family and walks out with the television.
It is £1 apiece.
I will take food in my room.
Chiswick Auction House in West London, just down the road from where the great painter Hogarth lived. The two teams I see.
Later that evening, Nazneen walks into the bedroom. Her husband is fast asleep with the light on. She goes to his side of the bed, gently removes the book he's been reading and switches off the light.
Sister, my husband says a loss of pride is a terrible thing. But pride won't buy us tickets home. I have work now, just like you. I sew, and every hem brings me closer to you.
Once there was a princess who lived 7 seas and 13 rivers away. That is how I think of you.
Nazneen's sister, glamorous in a pink sari, smiles as she recites the words. The sisters as children play among palms by a river in golden twilight. Nazneen jolts out of her reverie, her face a mask of sadness. Daytime, and some kids are using a stick to knock pink blossoms off a tree. Nazneen goes slowly to the front door.
Salaam alaikum.
Salaam.
Your husband in?
She shakes her head.
It's okay. I visit a lot of the women, if it's okay with him.
Cautiously, she opens the door to the young guy. Come to deliver the sewing. Modestly veiled in a blue and gold sari, she leads the way to the living room.
This is a test batch. Jeans, 42 pairs. So funny, said.
Have you looked under the sofa, Dad? Look again. I will get it for you. All right? Don't call me again, okay?
Yeah, but see you later. My dad always calling me when I'm at work.
Parents are always worrying.
I'll pay you Thursday, okay?
Thank you.
Don't thank me, it's a chore, man.
She goes to open the front door for him.
Assalamu alaikum.
My mama just saw her like that. Wa alaikum assalam.
Seeing herself in the mirror, she thoughtfully touches the silk of her sari. She watches the young man walk away and spots her husband carrying a large box.
This is birthday present for your mother.
Her birthday is ages away.
Now, I'm also thinking about the home fund girls.
Wait, Bibi.
There are some uneducated types who believe if the wife is working, it is because the man cannot put the food on the table. Lucky, your mother married an educated man.
So, you have found new employment?
I've been told by a reliable source that they are in much need of lecturers at Dhaka University to teach sociology, for example, or philosophy. From today, we are joining the World Wide Web. I will email them straight away.
But where did the money come from?
Can I open this one for you, Appa?
One has to speculate to accumulate. What shall we start with? I can access the entire world.
His smile freezes as he spots Shahana examining a pair of jeans.
Too boring for the main sahib.
He takes the jeans from her. She slumps onto the sofa with a magazine. He snatches it away.
What is the wrong with you?
You mean, what is wrong?
Okay. From now on, no one speaks English.
You said that last time.
Baby, it's getting fat to what?
Saro!
This is what they teach you at the school! This is what they teach you! I will not allow this to happen! Okay, Morita!
Stop. To learn manners and to respect her father.
I didn't ask to be born here.
He furiously brandishes the computer keyboard.
What computer?
Nobody is to touch my computer.
Nazneen ushers Bibi out of the room. She stands blocking the doorway as he puts down the computer keyboard. Nazneen lies in bed, staring at the ceiling, then screws her eyes tight shut. Pink blossoms sway against a blue sky. She walks through the falling blossoms from the tree below her apartment. As a child, she looks up at the tree and smiles. The adult Nazneen walks unsmilingly through the falling petals. The child smiles happily. It's a sunny day. As Nazneen walks slowly past the blossom tree towards her apartment, two hooded youths run along one of the apartment block walkways. Out of her window, Nazneen sees two rough-looking white men.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry about this.
What happened?
I know they are. The Lionhearts. They've gone. Took it right from under their nose, man.
He's got a box of pamphlets.
Multicultural murder. Do you know Britain is being slowly suffocated? Muslim extremists taking over our streets.
Who does all this?
Idiots.
You're thirsty.
She slices a lime in half and squeezes the juice into a glass. Looking uncomfortable, she looks around to see him checking the jeans she has sewn.
This is nice work. There's a pair missing.
42. There should be 42.
Why now? Probably my mistake.
She grins as the phone rings.
Father.
My dad. 25 years as a bus conductor and now he doesn't even leave the flat, just ringing me all the time. Every day the same.
And your mother?
Died 5 years ago. Don't make trouble for yourself. That's all my dad ever says to me. It's too many years getting called all the names. Kids giving him cheek. Men giving him aggro. He never made trouble for anyone his whole life. He thinks he's Mahatma Gandhi. He thinks he's Jesus Christ. Always saying to me, turn the other cheek. That's what you get, man.
This is what you get.
A lot of books.
My husband.
She smiles, and his handsome face turns towards her. Their eyes meet, and she demurely drops her gaze. Walking behind her husband as they shop at a busy market, she spots the young guy across the street. They exchange coy smiles.
I'm reading a very interesting book at the moment. According to Hume, all objects of human inquiry may be divided into two kinds. That is, relation of ideas and matters of fact. To explain the meaning of relation of ideas, Hume gives an example that the 3 times of 5 is equal to 30. Are you resting?
This one is nice.
I can say that it is nice or not nice, and how could I be wrong according to you? The search for knowledge. Is there anything more satisfying? The foundation of modern philosophy. It is a very interesting module. Hume also says that the sun will not rise.
Nazneen opens up a letter.
Praise be to Allah. So much to thank him for. I have news. I have accepted a proposal from Mr. Lassi. His skin so white.
Shana.
Sister.
We are married. People stop us dead. Because he is Mr. Lassie. And I'm now his wife.
Give it back, Shana. Shana, give. Shana.
I enjoy their stairs. Walking arm in arm together. I'm in love, sister. I'm in love.
What is this?
Shahana's wearing jeans.
I'll just turn them on.
Shana. Off.
Off, I said.
Shana.
It's romantic, man. Give it back. What's Auntie like? Is she like me?
As pretty as you and as naughty as you.
At least her life is exciting. At least not boring.
The test of life is to endure.
I know, Amma. Tell me all the time.
And so did my Amma.
Please.
Baby's sleeping.
Please.
They lie together on Shahana's bunk below the sleeping Bibi.
Give it to me.
Walking arm in arm, I am in love, sister. I am so in love. I thought I knew love before, but it was not like this. He is always watching me, never letting me out of his sight, like I might vanish. This time, I am sure it is right.
I am throwing a handful of rice, sister, hoping for a paddy field.
Nazneen sits at her sewing machine, her face dappled with the light reflecting off a garment covered in green sequins. Outdoors, boys kick a football, and her young visitor arrives carrying a large box. Watching her closely, he pays her for her work.
Thank you.
Talk to me.
This won't sew itself. You talk, I will listen.
He grins. She glances over at him as he looks out of the window.
So many kids, man, smoking shit, doing nothing.
Do you only go out with your husband?
I go out when I need to shop.
How long have you been living here?
16 years.
My mum came over when she was 17.
She smiles to herself.
Me too.
For real? You look younger.
She stares at him, then drops her gaze.
You know, when I was young, if you wanted to be cool, you had to be something else. A bit white, a bit black, a bit something. Anything but Bangladeshi.
Now we are all brothers.
What?
You always stammer when you talk Bengali.
Only when I'm nervous.
They both smile, making eye contact. She breaks the moment, and he gets up still smiling.
There's going to be meetings every week. You should come. Bring your husband.
Her expression freezes, and he prepares to leave.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. First day.
He leaves. Nazneen shows in an older lady in white robes.
Your girls haven't been seen at the madrasa.
I will speak with my husband.
Never mind. Place the money in the side pocket. I won't count it.
She pats a black briefcase. Nazneen looks puzzled. They're sitting on the settee in the living room. The lady sips a glass of water.
£50 as arranged. Your husband owes me.
Nazneen looks worried.
I see how it is. He hasn't talked to you. I will collect every week £50. It is simply an arrangement between friends. Pay when you can. You will find a way. Allah always gives a way.
She picks up a photo of Nazneen's dead son.
Ah, what a boy. Too beautiful.
Nazneen climbs the stairs with her shopping.
Hello? Anyone home?
The woman is calling at another flat. Razia comes up the stairs.
I hear her sons wanted to buy her a hip replacement.
No.
Don't waste a good hip on me. I don't want to be buried with a new hip. God does not love a wasteful woman.
My husband's borrowed money from her.
How much she charging?
I don't know. How much does a computer cost?
Certificates from everywhere. But your husband's a bloody fool. I know one family. They've been paying 6-7 years. Whatever you pay, she'll say you owe more. You'll never get rid of the debt. She's got a system inherited from her husband. That's how usurers work.
She's a usurer?
You take care. Zips and seams to finish.
Razia walks off past a stocky white woman with tattoos smoking a cigarette. As Nazneen sews, she sees her husband checking himself in the hall mirror before leaving the flat.
Mother used to say, "We are women, what can we do?" I say, many things.
Children, including Nazneen and her sister, play happily by the river in the village, jumping off the jetty. She picks up a piece of paper by her sewing machine. She walks resolutely down the street, and walking through a narrow gateway, approaches a single-story white-painted building. She walks up the steps and through the door into a small hall where a meeting is taking place.
I suggest we call ourselves United Muslim Action.
I say let's get our own neighbourhood straight first. Show that Bangladesh is defending. You ask what about Chechnya? What about Palestine? Well, I say what about here?
This community has been taking shit from people like the Lionhearts. Yeah. What about your children? Who's going to fight for them? If we can't change things, who can? I suggest we call ourselves Bengal Tigers. I say let's vote and get Bangladesh represented.
He stares at Nazneen, who's sitting uncomfortably at the back.
Secretary, let's take a vote. Okay, Muslim Action?
United Muslim Action.
Bengal Tigers?
Nazneen raises a tentative hand.
Bengal Tigers is duly elected. Yes.
She smiles and claps with the others. Back at her flat, the young guy, Karim, places a cardboard box on the kitchen table. He drinks from a mug, and they stare at each other.
I should go.
She sighs and walks towards him. As she takes back the mug, their fingers touch. They exchange a lingering look. Then he picks up the box and makes to leave.
Thursday.
As she closes the door, she places her palm against the glass pane and touches her hair. Looking up, she sees that Karim has placed his hand over hers on the other side of the glass. She smiles happily. At the market, she's hovering by a fruit and vegetable stand and watches Karim with a group of friends. They exchange a lingering look and turning her head, she gives a small, private smile. In front of the bathroom mirror, she tries on a small green sequin top, which leaves her shoulders exposed. She giggles to herself, then covers herself hastily with her sari as Bibi comes in to use the toilet.
Cholo ekla cholo ekla cholo ekla cholo re jodi tore dak shune kyo na ashe tobe ekla cholo re ekla cholo ekla cholo ekla cholo re.
What's happened?
As you are all aware, your mother and I have decided that we as a family will return home. Your mother is doing everything she can do to facilitate this trip. But today, I have also become the employee of Kempton Cars, driver 1619. So the home fund will prosper.
Shahan is unimpressed.
Mem Sahab, prepare. Jodi shobai phir jay. Ore ho bhaga shobe phir jay la 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 massage car seat cover very good for back for relief of tension and unknotting of muscles la 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 la
all I have ever seen in this country is the houses of parliament that was in 1979. So many years of struggling. I barely had time to lift my head and look around.
He reads an A to Z as Nazneen trims his corns and stares at the TV.
No, Alec, not here. Someone will see.
I love you so.
We must do some visiting.
Sightseeing. Golden Road.
Look how much these English are paying for their kamis.
It is giving you ideas.
This is too bright.
And they rip off.
Okay, I will leave you. See you later.
Bye.
She walks off through the bustling market. As she looks at the stalls piled with colourful fabrics, Karim comes up behind her.
There's something I want to show you.
He strides off. She looks around furtively and follows. They climb a dingy staircase.
Where are you taking me?
This is my uncle's factory. Just closing up right now.
The large room is full of clothes rails hung with garments in plastic covers. Nazneen runs her hand along one of the tightly packed racks. She touches a red sequined top and looks around. Karim approaches and they stare into each other's eyes. Holding her face in his hands, he kisses her gently. She looks amazed, then returns his kiss, holding him close. She breaks away from him, covering her head. A cleaner comes in. They look guiltily at each other. As she walks home, she passes the muscular tattooed woman and stares at her.
Is
Sister, there is something I must tell you. If you were here, I would spend so much time talking to you. Something is happening. I know it is foolish, but I cannot help it. I tell myself, be careful, be careful.
Karim comes into the flat. She stands coyly with her back to the wall. They face each other and their hands entwine. Nazneen draws the curtains, and Karim slowly unwinds the silk folds of her sari. Naked together in bed, Karim looks down at her and gently caresses her face. Light floods into the living room. Nazneen sits at her sewing machine, eyes closed, with a blissful smile on her face. She remembers Karim's loving caress as she cleans windows. Their playful kissing, lying naked together. She looks distracted as she follows her husband through the market. In bed, Karim gently kisses her chin, then their lips touch gently with lingering passion. Children throw water balloons off a balcony. Nazneen walks below, smiling as they splash each other with bottles of water in the sunshine. She flinches as water splashes over her face. She and Karim lie wrapped in a sheet in each other's arms. Sitting on a bus, she smiles, then closes her eyes, feeling Karim tracing his fingers along the naked curve of her back. The bus passes the colonnaded entrance to St. Paul's Cathedral. The whole family is on board, her husband in sunglasses and a baseball cap.
Children, are you enjoying yourself? You see, when you have all the time in the world to see something, you don't bother to see it. Now that we are going home, I have become a tourist. It is so ironic. Buckingham Palace has been the official residency of British sovereigns since 1837.
We have the Queen. I'm going Blanche. Your father is speaking. House, from if the he ever stops, of the let me know.
Shana. Look, Shana. Look at this beautiful building. If you have history, you have pride. People here know nothing of our national heroes like
Colonel Usmani and also Shah Jalan, both from Sylhet.
I know. Who they are. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you take a picture for me?
Sure.
Turn.
Where are you from? Bangladesh.
Why has he got fiddle around for? India. I will buy you the earrings. The really long ones. Down to your knees.
Now wait. Smile. I'm also going.
Smile.
Okay, ready?
Shahana and Bibi play in a park. They throw a packet of food onto their father's bulging stomach as he lies on a blanket. He sits up, glaring.
Are you feeling well? Too much excitement, perhaps. See how happy your mother is now we are going home.
Nazneen and Karim are in bed. He's asleep, she's lying on her back, eyes open.
Sister, there is something I have to tell you. I am in...
She pauses with her pen above the paper, struggling. Her excitement fades, and she screws up the letter.
Hasina, my husband thanks you. The pudina for his ulcer is working well. I'm praying for you and your new husband every day.
Karim gets out of bed and looks at a framed photograph.
My sister, she ran off with one of the men who worked for my father. He never forgave her. They stole his bicycle.
He picks up the baby photo.
My boy. He was my first. I found him in his cot. He stopped breathing. We don't talk about it anymore.
He's beautiful.
Yes. The devil only takes beautiful babies.
Sitting on the bed, she's staring across at him.
What?
Why do you like me?
Who says I like you? There's two types, right? Your westernized girl, into going out, having a laugh, short skirts as soon as she's out of her father's sight. Then you have your religious girl, and you think they'd be good wife material, but they ain't, because all they want to do is argue.
So what about me?
You. You're the real thing. Girl from the village.
Don't you ever want to go home?
This is my home.
He lies back, stroking her hand. She looks out of the window. She and her sister play in the rain as children, happily splashing barefoot in the mud. As Nazneen walks down the high street dressed as usual in her sari, a young woman in jeans and a t-shirt takes her picture. She grins and walks on past graffiti-daubed walls. Karim approaches in jacket and jeans. As they exchange smiles, people rush into a shop with a TV. On screen, the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York are billowing smoke. As they watch, a fireball erupts from one tower as an aircraft slams into it. Everyone watches, shocked beyond words. Nazneen watches the television through her fingers.
What a Baba.
Search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
It will be just like when I first arrived. There will be a backlash.
There has been enough planning. Start packing. We will be in Dhaka within the month.
What?
No more pop CDs. All money goes to the home fund.
And cover your legs. Take more swing. We need more money. I will speak to him.
No!
Nazneen starts guiltily as he looks at her.
Who you do not wish me to speak to?
No one. I'll do it.
To what?
Speak to him.
Anyway, you tell him you won't pay extra 50% if we are ever to get home.
She nods eagerly and he walks off, shaking his head.
Stand as their shame for all eternity.
A young lad cycles slowly around a bonfire night guy. The Bengal tigers hand out leaflets on the street at night. Nazneen reads one, advertising a community meeting. A woman in a veil and her child are putting their rubbish out.
This has already been a year of racial tension in Britain, with race riots in the north. The fear is now that this tension will increase. Many claim that in the last 7 days, Muslim has become a dirty word.
Broken windows at a mosque in South London, a consequence of Eton misconceptions.
You're full of fame to us. You shouldn't be here. Why are you here? Go away.
It's getting crazy out there. My dad's really scared now. Some white boy goes and pulls my cousin's hijab down in the street today. He was only about 10. I'm telling you, man, things are changing. The way people look at you now in the street, so much mistrust. I want to say, if I was a bomber, do you think I'd be carrying 50 pairs of jeans on my back?
Stop.
What?
Her husband comes in slowly and sees Karim sitting at the computer.
Assalamu alaikum.
He stares at Karim and his wife, then forces a smile.
Wa alaikum assalam.
He approaches and looms over Karim, who's looking at a page called IslamicNewsline.com.
Is it interesting?
It's just browsing. You don't mind?
Why should I mind? When I was a young man like you, do you know what I wanted to be? A British civil servant, right and bloody man of the Prime Minister. And I saw no reason why not. Anything is possible when you are young. Then you get older. And the thing about getting older is that you don't need everything to be possible anymore. You just need some things to be certain.
He looks across at Nazneen. His shoulders sag, and he walks out. Nazneen exhales and closes her eyes. Karim squirms. Nazneen looks across from her machine as her grim-faced husband and Bibi count money on the coffee table.
Abba. If you left me and Bibi behind, you wouldn't have to save as much. And we could be adopted.
Do you want me to beat you?
Yes.
Well, I won't beat you, and I won't leave you behind.
One day I'll bow, run, and you won't ever catch me.
Shahana?
Don't you say a word.
Why did Allah curse me with daughters? Shahana!
Stay away from this.
Shahana! Do you think your cheek will serve you well in the world? Can you imagine the things I have had to fight? Do you know what you're going to have to face out there every day? Every day. Shahana.
Do you think I'm like this for the good of my health?
No, Papa.
He nods, his smile returning.
Good. I'm glad. We have talked father and daughter like this.
He pats her head and walks past Nazneen, avoiding touching her. Shahana rolls her eyes at her mother as she shuts the door.
Sister, I have an unquiet mind. And it is so long since I've heard from you.
Nazneen kneels at prayer. Her husband stands holding a letter.
It was still on the mat. You must have been busy. You think she's enjoying married life? My cousin says she has left her new husband. He has seen her working the hotels. It is where all the floating girls go.
She tries to grab the letter.
You think she lived off cooking all these years? All these years, all these letters, hearing what your sister had to say.
Give me my letter.
Maybe I should have been asking what you are writing to her.
Give it to me, I said. Give! Give me my letter. Give, give!
You are no different from your sister.
He looks shocked as he realizes his daughters have been eavesdropping.
Sister, Mr. Lassie is gone. Hussein from the factory has been very kind to me. He brings me a little food. Haven't I always known how to take care of myself? We all survive in different ways.
She empties all her sister's letters out onto the floor.
Last night was so funny. I sang for Rehan. He makes me sit on the bed like when he first saw me. Mr. Chaudhry is like a father to me. He treats me very well. They tease me, but I know they're only joking. Ahmed likes to bring me to his house.
Are you all right in there?
I do not tell him I'm a married woman. I have never been good at staying still. Appa went with other women. Mr. Chaudhry says these boys are like moths to a flame. Like Amma. She took the forbidden path. She did not endure, so why should we?
Distraught, Nazneen is locked in the bathroom, surrounded by flashing images of herself and Karim, her sister and her husband. She takes to her bed. As Shahana blows bubbles with gum and Bibi looks down at her, Nazneen lies in bed, bathed in sweat.
She wakes. Will you have some food now?
Just a little rice.
Rice it is. Dr. Azad said the illness will leave you hungry.
Support of the US-led bombardment. The rally was told another major
Nazneen emerges unsteadily from the bedroom. Her husband is placing items in a box in the hall.
I started to pack. Oh, wait.
He fetches some papers and hands them to her, smiling. They're airline tickets.
How?
Where there's a will, There is always a way. What should I take? Thackeray or the Proust? I will take both. You rest now. Now, where are my certificates? Do you know what Gandhi said when asked what he thought about Western civilization? He said he thought it would be a good idea.
When do you go?
The tickets are booked in 3 weeks.
So have you seen him? Karim?
No. Did he visit while I was ill?
I haven't seen him for days. Someone said he's away. Don't make trouble for yourself.
I already have. It looks like you are doing well.
Hmm? I'll need people to sew.
Shazia smiles. Nazneen looks thoughtful. She picks up a snow globe containing a model of St. Paul's and the Houses of Parliament. She turns it over in her hands. Heading along the walkway to her flat, she spots Karim waiting by the front door. They look at each other awkwardly. He's grown a beard. She looks around furtively before letting him in.
You angry with me?
No.
I've been away. Visiting family in Bradford. If I'd known you was ill. I can see you're angry with me.
Why do you not believe me when I tell you that I'm not angry with you?
I turned down a girl last week for you. My dad keeps asking me why.
What can I do?
You could stay. He could go. Let him divorce you. We'll get married. I'll sort it.
And then what?
Mom.
He puts down his mug, hiding the action from Shahana. She glares into the living room. Karim leaves.
Good night. Are you in love with him? I mean, have you ever been in love with him? Maybe before he got fat.
Stop this silly talk.
We don't have to go, Amma. You don't have to go.
We shall wait and see.
That's no answer.
That is my answer. Good night.
Sister, may Allah take care of you. I'm sending you a little more money to help keep you safe. How long have we been talking? How long have I not been hearing what you say? I do have secrets. Now is the time for truth. I feel as if I'm waking from a dream. The world is changing, and me with it. We are coming home. How can we stay?
Nazneen, sitting in the dark, blinks as Bibi opens the bedroom door. It's bonfire night. A guy sits atop a fierce blaze outside the flats.
Mrs. Ahmed!
I know you have been ill. Just give me what you owe. How would it look if I let you off? Let one slip, they all slip through. Your husband is trying to run away, but I won't let him. He comes asking for more, and I tell him, pay what you owe.
Shana.
Who are they? Her friends from school.
Nazneen looks worried as Shahana talks to the group of boys. The usurer has moved away. Back home, Shahana kisses the mirror as the girls brush their teeth, then pretends to spit on Bibi's hair.
Ah!
Bibi spits water at her.
Bibi? In Bangladesh, you have to brush your teeth with a twig. I'll go toilet in a bucket. Auntie Asina goes to a toilet in a bucket. Next day I go.
Shahana, it's true. Less talking, more brushing.
It's true.
Sorry,
what is it? Well, do you even want to go? You don't.
What Mrs. Islam says, is this true?
This is a good question. When you feel something so strongly, you have to ask yourself, is this true? I still have my coat on. Isn't it fair to say that you hate it when I come inside and forget to take it off?
He stands glaring at her. She gets sheepishly up from the kitchen table and goes to help him off with his coat. But he waves her away.
I'm not totally blind. Don't worry. A little business venture I have in mind. I'm gathering together samples. Soap is the future.
He holds up a bar of Zest soap.
I think we should go to this meeting. In fact, I have prepared a short speech. Will you come?
She looks fearful. In the evening, they leave the flat and head for the meeting hall, walking yards apart.
Our young brother stopped and searched again and again by our so-called police force. Our sisters, they've been abused when they walk the little children in the streets. Bangladesh needs defending. Karim has a list of estates. We need volunteers to wipe out this kind of filth.
Brother, thanks, boss. Out there are people twisted with hatred for us and Islam. We're going to show them how wrong they are. Yeah. We've become victims, but not for long. Yeah. We stand arm in arm with our Muslim brothers, ready to defend.
Yeah. What is it you plan to defend? What is it you are planning to defend?
Islam, brother.
Yeah. No. Let the brother speak. Let the brother speak.
You think Islam unites us all?
Yes.
You think Islam is the place you come from? Islam is not a country. You think you are my brother more than the next man on the street because we are both Muslims?
Listen.
All this fighting talk that we are all brothers. 3 million. 3 million died in East Pakistan in this lifetime.
Not in my lifetime, uncle.
In your parents' lifetime.
That's a parent's story.
What was that? Brotherly love? It was Muslim killing a Muslim. Have you forgotten? Are you so lost? My Islam is in here. And that is the only thing worth defending.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? We plan to defend against hatred. We stand together, brothers. All right, moving on.
Our brother Kareem has got the list of all the local estates.
Nazneen follows her husband out of the hall, glancing across at Karim, now sporting a full beard and wearing a white skull cap. At the doorway, she stops and turns back, taking a long look at Karim, before walking out. As they leave, instead of walking behind her husband, she comes alongside him and slips her hand into his.
It is the time to go home.
In the daytime, Nazneen stands on the street by an alleyway. Karim strides up.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I've only got 10 minutes. I've talked to some of the other brothers. It's not looking good.
I cannot marry you.
Well, yeah, not straight away, but...
No. I do not want to marry you.
Come on, come.
He guides her into the narrow alley, away from the crowds.
Look at me. Say it again. Look at me and say it.
I do not want to marry you, Karim.
Right. 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 You don't want to marry me.
Why are you doing this? We could be together. You could divorce him.
Is it the sin of it? Is that it?
No. Karim, that we have already done. I am not the real thing. I am no longer a girl from the village.
Yes, you are.
No. You just wanted me to be. We just made each other up.
What did you want?
I just wanted to feel like I was at home.
She looks imploringly at him, her hands on his chest.
You better pray like hell. That's what I'm going to do. Allah forgives. Assalamu alaikum.
She wipes a tear from her eye as he walks away towards the busy market and out of sight. Nazneen climbs the stairs back to her flat. She catches sight of Mrs. Islam, the moneylender.
Hello?
Keeping out of sight of the usurer, she spots her husband coming home. Hearing her voice, he turns around and hurries away. Looking resolved, she approaches Mrs. Islam.
Just give me what you owe. I need my money. From the goodness of my heart, I give. And when those who receive don't want to pay back what they owe, they run off to foreign countries. And they say, why should we pay her? She's just an old sick woman.
How much do you want?
£200 to settle the debt.
No. We paid it all and some more as well.
The money's for the madrasa. But what is that to you? £200 and settle it.
But we paid what we owed. We paid at least £300 on top of that.
Do you think before God I will charge interest? Am I a money lender? No?
Nazneen strides off as the old woman swigs from a medicine bottle.
Just swear on Quran that you're not, and I'll pay you the 200. Just swear on it.
There are certain things a wife does not want her husband to know.
Nazneen removes the patronizing hand from her cheek.
My husband knows everything. Just swear on the Quran. That is all you have to do. Swear on it.
The woman turns on her heel and leaves.
Allah sees all your wrongs. Anyway, you have paid too much.
And he sees yours too.
Bibi and Shahana come into the hall and stare at their mother.
We will store these boxes.
Okay, Mr. Ahmed.
List is for the auction. Thank you.
He climbs into a wardrobe, grinning and brandishing a screwdriver.
A colleague from Kempton Cars will collect us. He is more or less an ignorant type. A good-hearted man. As they say, salt of the earth.
Shahana pushes over one of the packing boxes.
I will marry the Memsahib to the first fakir I can find. The first thing I do when we step off the plane.
Worriedly, Nazneen follows him down the hall.
What is so funny, Memsahib?
You are Shahana. You are, with your stupid phrases. You're always encouraging us to fit in. It worked. We do fit in. You're the one who stuck some Abba. Tell him.
She walks up and stands in front of her mother. Nazneen is rigid with fear.
Tell him you don't want to go.
What? He takes away my son and curses me with his daughters? Be careful what you say, Memsahib.
We're not the ones lost up by you are. She's been married to you for nearly 20 years. And in all my life, Amma, I have never heard you say what you want. Please, Amma, tell him. Tell him, Amma, please, for once, please, tell him. Please, Amma. Tell him you don't want to go. Just tell him you don't want to go. Tell him. Please. Please, Amma. You're pathetic. Bangladesh is gone. It's another time.
She brushes past her mother. Bibi is eavesdropping from the hall.
Amma.
She will be back.
Grabbing a cardigan, Nazneen rushes out of the flat after Shahana.
Shahana! Shahana!
Shahana sprints away from the flats and down the crowded high street with its colourfully lit shop signs. Nazneen follows, weaving desperately through people and cars. Shahana runs, tears streaking her face. As Nazneen follows, the coloured shop lights blend and swirl around her. Shahana! Confused by the lights and the crowds, she loses sight of Shahana but carries on, holding a stitch in her side. As she also runs as a young girl beside the river after her sister. Coming to a main road, Nazneen stops and looks around. Further down the road, Shahana narrowly avoids being run over. Nazneen runs across the road, avoiding the fast-moving traffic. She runs along the walkways of Liverpool Street Station, looks around and spots her daughter wandering down on the concourse.
Jana!
Hearing her, the teenager bolts towards a platform. There are no trains in the empty, brightly lit station, but Shahana keeps running.
Jana!
They look at each other, pain etched on their faces. Then Shahana drops to her knees. Nazneen holds her, comforting her, stroking her hair.
I don't want to go. Amma is here.
Nazneen stares into the distance. Back at home, her husband is wrestling with a heavy suitcase.
Shahana is asleep now.
She's bound to be nervous. She will settle later.
I know it is almost
time. I know how exciting it is. I have checked our passports and tickets for the last time.
But I wanted
to... Let us look forward now. Just imagine house in Dhaka. Holiday in Cox's Bazaar, a little trip for the girls to Sundarbans. They could see a real Bengal tiger.
I should have said this before.
You see, all these years, I dreamed of going home, a big man, only now. When it is finished for me, I realized what is important. As long as I have my family with me, I'm strong as any man alive.
She lovingly strokes his cheek.
What is all this strong man about? Do you think that is why I love you?
You're coming home.
This is my home. I cannot leave.
I cannot stay. I cannot stay.
He hangs his head, looking completely crushed. She throws her arms around him, holding him tightly.
Then you must take the plane. Allah has taken our son, but he blessed us with daughters.
She takes a gold chain from around her neck and places it in the palm of his hand.
We will always be here. No one told me there are different kinds of love. The kind that starts big and slowly wears away. That seems you will never use it up. And then one day it is finished. Then there is the kind that you do not notice at first, but which adds a little bit to itself every day. Like an oyster makes a pearl, grain by grain, a jewel from the sand. That is the kind I have come to know. Sister, thank you for your letter, for all your letters.
She lies in bed and looks over at her sleeping husband. Smart, in shirt and tie, he sits in a chair in the middle of the empty sitting room.
There has been a change of plan. I have suggested, and your mother has agreed,
that the three of you come later.
But who will cook for you, Abba?
Who will cut your corns?
Don't you know? I'm a better cook than your mother. Be good girls. Do as your mother tells you. And do not think there is anything you are not good enough for. Remember?
Abba, how will we manage without you?
Your mother is in charge. I think you should be fine. Everyone thought I married a simple girl from the village. But that should do for now.
He releases his daughters and stands up.
I'm sorry.
Never be sorry.
He walks, laden with baggage, away from the flats.
Take care of yourself.
He puts down his suitcase, turns, and looks up at his family waving from the walkway. Nazneen smiles down. He grins and waves back.
When I was born, the midwife said, dress her for a burial. This crab is too weak to feed. Take her to the hospital if you must. No, said my Amma. My child must not fight against her fate. That way she will be stronger.
Shana, Amma, look.
And so I lived. Sister, I had this dream that you are always running and I am torn between two worlds, leaving you behind. But then I wake and see that it is not you, but me who has been running, searching for a place that has already been found.
On a snowy day, Nazneen, feeling the chill but grinning, goes out to play with her girls. They throw snowballs, dance, and make snow angels. A plane heads away in the blue sky above. Nazneen stares up thoughtfully from the snow. Starring Tanista Chatterjee as Nazneen, Satish Kaushik as Chanu, Christopher Simpson as Karim, Naima Begum as Shahana, Lana Rahman as Bibi, Lalita Ahmed as Mrs. Islam, Harvey Verdi as Razia, Zafreen as Hasina, Harsh Nayar as Dr. Azad, Abtul Nilfaz Ali as Tariq, Rijal Chandaria as Shefali, Mohammed Arsan as Meeting Chairman, Josh Ali as Meeting Secretary, Raha Ahmed as First Speaker at Meeting, Abed Hakim as Second Speaker at Meeting, Ibo Graham, Khaled Mia, and Andrew Eduardo Gordini Reed as Additional Meeting Men, Jean Carnell as Tattooed Woman. Debjani Deb as Young Nazneen, Kuzumika Nagar as Young Hasina, Bidyut Das as Abba, and Dola Chakraborty as Amma. Filmed at 3 Mill Studios and on location in London, England, and Kolkata, India. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious. Any similarity to the name, character, or history of any actual person living or dead is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Made with the support of the UK Film Council's New Cinema Fund. developed by Film 4, a division of Channel 4 Television Corporation. World revenues collected and distributed by Freeway Cam BV. International sales, The Works International. Produced by Ingenious Film Partners 2 LLP on behalf of Seven Seas SL Limited. Copyright 2007, Seven Seas SL Limited, UK Film Council, Channel 4 Television Corporation. Audio description for vision text written and voiced by Roland Bean, with additional voices by Tacey and Lewin de Berg. The end. Further titles continue to scroll.